And this is the meaning of our study of Vedic literature. Why do we study the Vedic literature? Because Vedic literature tells you what is supracosmic, what is supraterrestrial, also tells you what is terrestrial. But it had not found the clue of bringing the supracosmic and supraterrestrial into the terrestrial. So you might say that there is a great similarity between the Vedic knowledge and Sri Aurobindo's knowledge. And yet, millions of years of gulf between the two. What Sri Aurobindo discovered is something that could not have been deduced from what was in the Veda. It is not as if you make a premise and then you deduce a conclusion and Sri Aurobindo drew the conclusion. No. This was the mistake that I had committed in presenting that statement to the mother, where the idea was that here was history of India, so much was done, and now Sri Aurobindo drew the conclusion. Not that. That is why mother said, no, it will not do, it will not do, no, it will not work. Sri Aurobindo brought a new knowledge as to how to make this earth a divine earth. That it can be done, this was the program of Sri Aurobindo and the mother. That this physical world does not need to be thrown away in order to attain the spirit. That spirit can manifest in the physical fully, perfectly. The physical can be the instrument of the spirit. One day you will read what mother wrote on 14th of March 1970 in the agenda. You remember this date, 14th of March 1970. In this statement, mother said, what Sri Aurobindo had asked me to do has been done. It will no more be like the past. It is as if a new world has opened up. The spirit can manifest in the world, in the physical. This has been done. This is the work. This is the new knowledge. And Sri Aurobindo had said that unless this is done, the world will go round and round in the crisis. Once this is done, a new step is taken. You are no more bound to the brain. Something more, something new has developed. Now, I tell you very briefly this and put this idea into your consciousness. Let it develop further. And then you will understand the difference between Vishwamitra's Gayatri and Sri Aurobindo's Gayatri. Vishwamitra said, let our intellect be connected with the sunlight. Now that sunlight is a symbolic way of saying supramental light, a light which is above the mind, supramental. So, Vishwamitra had discovered that intellect is the great faculty, indispensable faculty, which has to be connected with the supermind. And he taught people that you should strive towards that end. Now, Sri Aurobindo says that you have to connect not only with the supramental light, But parasya, you have to go beyond even the supracosmic. Connect yourself with the supermind and the supracosmic. And connect not only the intellects. He uses the word naha. Naha is a word in Sanskrit which means us. It is very similar to French word nous. There also nous means us. If you see the spelling of nous, N-O-U-S is the spelling. And if anybody asks you spell naha in Sanskrit, it will be the similar one, N-O-U-S. It's the same word. So Sri Aurobindo speaks of connecting our totality, not only intellect, totality. Vishwamitra says, our intellect should be united with the supermind so that intellect may be directed by the supermind. Intellect may be directed by the supermind. Here Sri Aurobindo says, naha. We entirely should not only be directed, dipayet, we should be completely illumined. Not only directed, but we should be completely illumined by the supramental and supracosmic light. So you can see the difference between the two Gayatri mantras, and you see the difference between the Vedic knowledge and Sri Aurobindo's knowledge. And yet the connection between the two. The connection is so great that it is very important for us to learn in the history what has been done by the great pioneers, so that we learn whatever has been done, and yet we are really ready to learn what is new, and we work for the new. I thought today I shall explain to you Vishwamitra's Gayatri and Sri Aurobindo's Gayatri. And not go further today, because already this is a very important statement which I have made today. And let it be digested till the next time that we meet, whenever you want to meet. I am available anytime. Anytime, let them say, whenever they want. Up to them. Yes? No problem? No? All right. Then tomorrow at 10:30. All right. We shall go further. All right. Today only two sentences. Sri Aurobindo's Gayatri and Vishwamitra's...
Will you repeat the mantra?
Oh, yes. Vishwamitra's mantra is Om Bhur Bhuvaha Swaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yo Nahap Prachodayat. This is Vishwamitra's. Sri Aurobindo's is Om Bhur Bhuvaha Swaha Tat Savitur Varam Rupam Parasya Dhimahi Yannaha Satyena Deepayet. This is Sri Aurobindo's Gayatri. All right. Jyotihi Parasya Dhimahi. All right. Thank you.